Well, I'm long gone to Saskatchewan, long gone to Saskatchewan, where the getting's good if you're getting gone. I'm gonna put my boots and my hat back on, cause I'm long gone to Saskatchewan, long gone to Saskatchewan.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca as we are long gone to Saskatchewan. One more time here, and you know, despite the problems that have plagued the industry there with respect to West Meadows versus Yorkton, racing still fights to stay alive and thrive, and no one knows that more than my next guest. Dave Farrell is the track announcer at Yorkton. He's a volunteer with the Yorkton Exhibition Association. Dave, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thank you, Norm.
Let's talk about the state of racing in Saskatchewan for a moment with respect to government funding. What's the atmosphere like around Yorkton this year?
Well, you know, we decided, you know, bearing in mind that we had 12 months notice that the traditional grant funding, the provincial grant funding, was going to be discontinued. And, you know, we have to respect that decision, and we did. And we just decided in Yorkton that we're going to try and work towards being self-sufficient and or self-supporting, I guess, is the proper terminology. And it's been a struggle, Norm, but we ended up with 12 race days. We started in June. We conclude we have 3 days left to go, including this Friday, which is a big race night here in Yorkton.
Yeah, we want to talk about the Prairie Lily coming up. But before we do, I want to find out from you what the Exhibition Association has done to keep racing alive. As you know, in Ontario now, we're faced with the reality we should have faced a long time ago, and that was to resurrect interest in the wager. What are folks doing at your end?
Well, what we did, first of all, and, you know, I just have to compliment the business community. We had tremendous support from the business community, from individuals who enjoy racing and who just think it's something that that is worth saving here in Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. and particularly in Yorkton. And as an exhibition association, we were able to secure some conventional exhibition board funding. Certainly, those amounts pale in comparison to what the grant structure was, but we took the attitude that, you know, just because something had been in place forever, that doesn't mean we're entitled to it forever. And you know, once the decision is made, continuing to dwell on that is not productive. So we took a positive attitude, cut purses, and you know, when you cut purses that are already minimum for survival for horsemen, that's a tough pill to swallow. But everybody has put their shoulder into the event here, and you know, it's been, the support's been tremendous.
Well, certainly have taken the bull by the horns, as it were. Let's talk about West Meadows, because it is a sad story there. A pretty much brand spanking new facility, and because of the way the government has set boundaries, let's say, they're the odd man out. Was there any attempt to maybe partner or unite with West Meadows?
Well, you know, Norm, I'm really not prepared to comment on West Meadows. There's been some comments made, not by any Yorkton group, to the fact that Yorkton didn't enter into the fray with government to try and work on behalf of Yorkton and West Meadows. We have stayed the course. Mm-hmm. Everyone must remember that the Saskatchewan Standardbred Horsemen's Association came to Yorkton when they had no place to race, and mm-hmm. we provided the facility. We made a big investment here in terms of a new paramutual building, upgrading the track, the stables, etc. Mm-hmm. And so we have done nothing detrimental to West Meadows. We have simply stayed our course. Our agenda is somewhat different, mm-hmm. and we respect what they do, and all we ask is they respect what we do. And
Fair enough.
That was basically it. So
okay. Now, there was talk about a horseman's group in Yorkton. Where is that at? And my question is it necessary?
Well, we had to form our own group because SSHA chose not to sanction our meet here. Okay. So we formed our own horsemen's group from the men that were stabled here, including some Manitoba horsemen.
Let me interrupt you for just a moment. For those of us tuning in from outside of your province, SSHA stands for?
Saskatchewan Standardbred Horsemen's Association.
Okay, all right.
And that is the provincial body. And, you know, I mean, it's no secret that the some of the West Meadows people are fairly dominant in that same association. And, you know, I have no problem with that. But, you know, we simply said, you know what, we want to race in Yorkton. In the absence of the traditional provincial funding, we have to find a way to do it, and we did. And through all that, we have made no comment. We, you know, there's been talk that we have made a deal with the thoroughbred people at Prairieland in Saskatoon. There is absolutely no truth in that whatsoever.
Okay.
We hope to have discussions with Prairieland Exhibition. Bear in mind that we are a nonprofit exhibition association, and we have a lot of things in common with Prairieland Exhibition in Saskatoon.
Right.
And if they're, excuse me, down the road, if there's some common ground for horse racing, so be it. But at this point, there have been there's been no deal done, and I assure you, what we've done here, we've done it on our own merit.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Let's talk about some good stuff here, because we touched on this earlier. This Friday marks the return of the Prairie Lily. Why is that race important to bring back, and what went into bringing it back?
Well, it's important because, of course, it's sponsored in part by Standardbred Canada.
Of course.
And we received some major support from the Saskatchewan Horse Federation, some major sponsorship, I think the total $11,500.
Wow.
And we were able to utilize part of that money, a portion of that money for the Prairie Lily, and of course the Yorkton Exhibition also stepped up with mm-hmm. with part of the purse money.
Yeah.
So it is important because it is one of few, if not the only,
like a heritage race.
Yeah, exactly. That that we're able to do. So resurrecting it, and you know, our Standardbred Canada rep for Saskatchewan, Carol Dunbar, has really, really been supportive and instrumental in helping us, you know, get it resurrected here.
Well, that's nice to see. Another thing you're doing that's very positive, and it is in conjunction with Standardbred Canada, you're one of two tracks in Canada kicking off the Bring a Friend National Challenge. What's your take on how important it is to have this initiative to raise a profile of reintroducing racing to our communities?
Well, you know, I think it's really important because, you know, what we bet is a total handle here is really insignificant in terms of the event that we actually put on. It's a family event. You know, we will have the forecast is for a great night. I would anticipate we'll have 1,000-plus people out here, families.
Good.
And, you know, the Bring a Friend concept is really caught on, and, you know, the local media picked up on it. And so, yeah. Awareness, you know, Norm, this is the whole thing.
And that awareness, applies, yeah, that applies to everybody in this game, no matter what province.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the days of putting the horses on the track and printing a program and expecting people to flock in, they're long gone.
You said
and,
it.
You know, if we think we can still ride on the morals of 20 years ago, you know, that's a dead-end street. So.
Not going to happen. We got to start from scratch, and whether we like it or not, but that's what it's going to take, and nothing like a bunch of tough Saskatchewan folks to show us how it's done.
Well, for sure, and, you know, we've had challenges. We'll continue to have challenges. We're looking ahead to next year. We have some key government people that will be attending on Friday night.
Very
and
good.
They will be impressed with what they see. Some of them have already been here numerous times. And, you know, we hope to build on that. And,
yeah.
You know, we can never expect governments to reverse decisions.
No.
And continuing to try and go that route is pointless. However, finding new avenues to partner with government in some way, shape, or form, and have them put the support behind the self-supporting program is where it's at as far as we're concerned.
Well, have a great weekend of action, both the Prairie Lily and the Bring a Friend. And from one track announcer to another, Dave Farrell, give them a great call.
Thank you, Norm. I really appreciate having an opportunity to do this.
Long gone to Saskatchewan.
Yeah.